With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 92. Is the share price on Google Finance correct? Danielle asks, I've noticed the close price of shares on Google Finance is different to that on the London Stock Exchange website. Google seems to take some data from after 4:30, which could be the explanation, perhaps mopping up the rush of trades just before close, whereas LSE is just showing the price precisely at 4:30. I'm not sure what the difference is. Is the data on Google Finance correct? Good question, Danielle. Answer, no, not really. At any particular time, Google Finance shows the last trade at the price of that trade. It doesn't matter if it's a sell or a buy. Now, there's always a difference between the buy and the sell price, known as the bid-offer spread. Therefore, the price on Google Finance may be either the price to buy the share or the price to sell the share, depending on what the last transaction made was, whether it was a buy or a sell. Now, usually, throughout the day, this isn't really that noticeable. But as you rightly say, Danielle, the last price taken at the close of play is visible until the opening of the next day. Now, on the LSE website, the London Stock Exchange website, they show the mid price, that being the average point, the middle point between the bid and the ask. Therefore, at the end of the day, there will actually always be a discrepancy between the prices on Google Finance and on the London Stock Exchange website. I suppose that both could be deemed to be correct, depending on the viewpoint you take, and neither are likely to be hugely out, other than for shares in very small companies which are infrequently traded, because the bid-offer spreads are much higher for infrequently traded shares. Also, I'd have to say that none of this information is really relevant. Firstly, the only price relevant is your bid price or your offer price with the broker when you actually buy or sell, because that's the only price that is actually available to you. Secondly, if you're a passive investor, as per the Money Step Away, then you wouldn't care anyway. Conclusion, yes, the Google price is different to the London Stock Exchange price, but I wouldn't be losing any sleep over it.